Welcome back. Let us continue our journey in principles. During the first meditation, we discussed the hope we found through reading the steps in a past tense. Hope that we can move past our own powerlessness to change. Hope that we will grow beyond our own self-centered fears. If we hope to have any sincere change, we must learn to surrender. If we are going to surrender, we must come to believe in something worth surrendering to. Step 2. Came to believe in a power greater than ourselves that could restore us to sanity. Step 2 begins with coming to believe in a power that is greater than our individual self. This implies a process. For some, this will be simple. For others, this may be the biggest obstacle you will face in this journey. We've already admitted to a power that was greater than ourselves, whether it was addiction to drugs, alcohol, overeating, overpleasure, or pain. Whatever it was that caused an unmanageable obsession in our lives, we admitted that we were powerless over it. To give in to it would be to give up on ever changing. Now, we must come to believe that there is a power that is greater than our self-centered desires, our fears, our obsessions. The power to change that can restore sanity to our lives. Find a comfortable position, either lying flat on the floor or sitting up straight in a chair. Feel free to make any minor adjustments, attend to any little twitch or discomfort, and settle into a good posture, making sure your back is straight and in line. Slowly begin to close your eyes and bring your focus to your breath. With each exhale, quietly and silently count from 3 to 1 while mentally picturing the numbers. Deep breath in through the nose. Exhale slowly, visually counting 3, 2, 1. Another deep breath in. Slowly exhale, feel your shoulders sink as you breathe out, counting 3, 2, 1. Take one more deep breath in. Letting go of all worries or concerns, slowly exhale, 3, 2, 1. Now let us introduce today's centering thought. We must surrender our old ways to make room for change. As you listen to my voice, let go of all expectations and any distractions. Continue to breathe fully and naturally while focusing on my voice. We tend to live what we believe. For this reason, the words "came to believe" become an important part in our journey. If we believe the world is mainly inhabited by people out for themselves, we will maintain a defensive, pessimistic outlook on life and continue to feel alone and distrusting. If we believe that no matter what we do, we will always end up with the short end of the stick, then we will remain in that continuous cycle of perpetual powerlessness, feeding into that feeling of unmanageability, believing in the insanity of our own patterns. Not having some sort of belief in anything greater than ourselves leaves us feeling as if the whole weight of the world is on us. But when we begin to open ourselves up to the idea of a power greater than self, a certain amount of relief begins. We may begin to feel less alone and begin to surrender to a life that makes us a part of instead of apart from. We do not need to completely define the entire concept of a power greater than ourselves. As individuals, we each have our own experiences. We come from different backgrounds and influences, so naturally we would have different concepts or understandings. Even if we believe in nothing it is still a belief which influences our outlook. We may choose to talk to others and listen to how they believe. This can be an insightful and illuminating experience, as long as we understand that we do not have to agree with anyone else's belief, and they do not have to agree with ours. Nor do we need to analyze or fully understand this power. We need only be open to the evidence. This evidence may be remarkable consequences in our lives that may or may not have rational explanations. Or it may be as simple as a metaphor, like the wind, which can only be felt, not directly seen. It can be useful or imitated, but not controlled. Though you cannot actually see the wind, you can see its effects, and whether you choose to acknowledge it or not, lock yourself away from it or block it, does not matter. It's there. Sometimes, the simple act of focusing on being honest about what we believe becomes the power greater than ourselves, which can distract us from those obsessive, compulsive, or damaging thoughts that led to the patterns which lead to the unmanageability in our lives. We can become so focused on that power that without knowing it, we've already surrendered our own self-centeredness. We begin to realize that we can use this power long before we understand it. We begin to feel comfortable with this newfound belief in other-centeredness and begin to experience it as a source of strength. Our fear of life begins to dwindle as our ability to surrender begins to grow. The second part of step 2 talks about restoring us to sanity. In the first meditation, we came to the realization that our lives had some form of unmanageability. We are now acknowledging that unmanageability as insanity. This question of insanity may be easily recognized for many of us by now. For others, we may need a clearer definition. Insanity is doing the same thing over again, expecting different results. We must look at ourselves and our patterns. When we convinced ourselves that we were in control, despite all the evidence to the contrary, this was our insanity. How often have we felt the need to justify our actions, even when no one was questioning them? When we come to terms with these patterns in our lives, then we will have little doubt about our need to be restored to sanity. When we talk about being restored, we may have individual ideas about what this means. For our purpose in these meditations, being restored simply means that we no longer have to be controlled by our thoughts and our emotions. We see how we have allowed our thoughts and emotions to feed our obsessions, our compulsions, our fears. Now we say no more. We surrender. We acknowledge what we think and how we feel. But now that we can see that there is an outward presence of welfare, we do not need to act on our thoughts and emotions alone. We can act differently than we feel. We can surrender. During the next several minutes, silently, softly repeat this mantra. I surrender self-will. At the end of the time, you will hear a small chime. If at any time you notice your thoughts wander or find that you have wavered from the mantra, simply bring your focus back to your breath and reinstate the mantra once again, repeating it quietly to yourself. I surrender self-will. This meditation should be fluid, not rigid. Now, slowly repeat the mantra. I surrender self-will. I surrender self-will. I surrender self-will. Continue on your own until you hear the chime. I surrender self-will. I surrender self-will. I surrender self-will. I surrender self-will. Thank you. slowly bring your awareness back to the here and now. Begin to wiggle your fingers and your toes. And if they are not already open, slowly begin to open your eyes. As you go through your day, keep the daily thought active. We must surrender our old ways to make room for change. Write it down, stick it up where it might be visible, carry it with you. Most importantly, repeat it often. Thank you for continuing this journey with me. Practice each one of these meditations for at least a week before starting the next one. For this next week, go over your list from the last meditation. Realize that those things you've listed as being powerless over and that has caused some form of unmanageability in your life, those are the insanities. For each one of your listed insanities, try to write a positive, saner way to handle each one. And please, feel free to share your experiences with us. May today be better than yesterday, and even better, tomorrow.